At least two Democrats have announced their candidacies to unseat Republican Representative Andy Harris in Maryland's 1st Congressional District. The announcement come on the heel of the storm in the nation's capital and Harris's challenge to votes in the Electoral College. But Harris's solid GOP base is the creation of Maryland Democrats, who gerrymandered the district in order to gain an extra seat in the House. Maryland Democratic State Party said it will invest efforts into the district, but stayed away from any discussion of what Maryland lawmakers may do. Salisbury City Council member Michelle Gregory is a longtime organizer who sits on the Wacomico County Democratic Central Committee.
It's almost impossible for a Democratic candidate to win this district the way it is drawn right now. Now, hopefully we can convince the Democrats. I'm glad they're looking at this. You know, I'm hoping we can convince the Democrats in the Senate and the House of Delegates to take a good, strong look at this district and say, hey, we're not being fair here. You know, this is not, we're handicapping this district, and it's leaving a lot of people out to dry. So I'm hoping they reevaluate the district.
Without that change, any challenge to Harris will be difficult. Gregory believes that in order to win the Eastern Shore, it's best that a candidate comes from here.
It is a place where you need to be known throughout the communities on the shore to be able to run something like this. Or make yourself known. And as far as I know, you know, previous candidates have tried, but it's a very difficult district to break into, just the way the personality of the shore is made up.
Meanwhile, Mia Mason, who has announced her candidacies to unseat Harris, says she hopes more Democratic voters will be added from the Western Shore. In recent elections, Democrats say Harris has had an impact. In 2014, longtime delegate Norm Conway cited ads backed by both the GOP and Harris's Political Action Committee for his defeat. And in 2018, State Senator Jim Mathias lost his race against Mary Beth Carrozza. In that race, Harris's PAC contributed $5,000 to her effort, according to the website Vote Smart. Jared Schablein, chair of the Lower Shore Progressive Caucus.
So it really depends on how competitive the race is how much, you know, money is going towards these electeds.
So will the national attention Harris is getting enough for a real challenge? For Democrats, hope springs eternal. Salisbury City Councilmember Michelle Gregory with the Wacomico County Democratic Central Committee.
I think he's starting to get a national eye because you have him pulling these antics, and I don't know if he's necessarily upping the ante or what. I don't know what his logic is here, but I think he knows he's pretty safe in this district.
And in an era where Donald Trump won the White House in 2016, Schablein says anything is possible.
I mean, it would be a tough battle, as we've seen over the last 10 years, but, you know, I think anything is possible. I think we've seen that with the election of Donald Trump, that there have been crazier things that happen in the world of politics. Would it be extremely difficult? Yes, but there's never, ever a time where something is impossible, but it is highly improbable with the current gerrymandering. So we'll see.
So the election is nearly 2 years away, and what impact the events of recent days will have on Maryland's 1st Congressional District remains to be seen. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.